Beginning for next year, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei, which is on the top of page Tzadi Tes, the page following 196. Chaburo Sha'ochlim Baharbe Mekomos Madinum, groups that are eating in many places, what their din is. The Mechaber says in Sef Aleph, Shtei Chaburos Sha'ochlos Bevayis Echad O Bishnei Batim, two groups that are eating in one house or in two houses, Im Miktsasan Roim Elu Es Elu Mitzarfos Lazimun. If some of them are able to see each other from the two groups, then they join together for a zimun. V'im lav, but if not, if they can't see each other, einam mitzarfos, they don't join together. V'im yesh shamosh echod l'shtehen. If they have one shamosh for both groups, hu mitzarfon, he joins the two groups together. U'kegon shenichnasu mitchila aldas l'hitzaref yachad. But this is only true that the two chaburos seeing each other, or the shamosh that joins them together, that's only true if they came mitchila having in mind to join together. That's when seeing each other works, or the shamosh works. V'yesh mi sha'omer, there are those who say she'im reshus harabim mafsekes bein shnei habatim, that if there is a public domain that separates between the two houses, einam mitzarfin, it doesn't join them together, bishum inyan in any cases. So let's see the mishavur now in Sifkat and Aleph. We said shtei chaburos that are eating in one house or in two houses, if some of them see each other, that joins them together. Afilu kishaochlim kol achas al shulchan bifnei atzmo. Even if each group is eating at their own table, they're still joined together. Sifkot and beis rotzalomra means to say im yirtzu, if they want, yicholim lehitzaref ulahotzi echad es kulam bebrichas hamazon. If they want to join together, one person can be motzi both groups together in brichas hamazon. But we said v'im lav, if they can't see each other, they don't join together. Says the Mishabura in Sifkot on Gimel, afilu k'shem b'vayis echad, even if they're in one house, v'afilu im nichnasu mitchila aldas lehitzaref yachad, and even if they came in originally to join together, if they can't see each other, it's not mitzaref them. Sifkot on Dalet says the second case of the Mechaber, where they can't necessarily see each other, but there is a shamish that is serving both groups, he himself is mitzarfan. Says the Mishavura in Sifkot and Dalet, V'im yeh shamish hainu, afilu eino ochel klal. Even if the shamish is not eating at all, he's just serving the food, hu mitzarfan, Sifkot and hey, hainu afilu hein b'shnei batim. Even if they are in two houses, v'ein roen elu as elu, and they don't see each other, still the one shamish who is serving them helps them join together. Let's look at note number 3 about who this shamish could be that could join the two groups. Does it have to be someone that's a bar chiyuva? U'le'inyan isha u'katon shegiyu l'chinuch. What comes to an isha or a child that reached the age of chinuch, ha'mishamshim eshtei achaburos, if they are serving as the shamish of the two groups, mitzadid ha'eshel avram lomar, the eshel avram is a tzad to say, sha'af al-pi she'em eino mitztarfen l'zimun, even though they're not joining together for the zimun, they can't count towards the zimun, they can join together the two groups. He leaves off a tzarech iyan if a shamish is not a barach yuva, if he's able to join together for a zimun. But the Eish Lavram has a tzad to say that even if it's an isha or a katan that can't count towards the zimun, still they can act as the shamish to join two groups together for the zimun. Continues the Mishabura in Sifkatan Vav, we said that these two things of coming together and being able to see each other, or number 2, they have a shamish that's serving both groups that joins them together, this is all only assuming that they came mitchila having in mind lehitzaref yachad. Says the Mishabura in Sifkatan Vav, mistimas ha-mechaber mashma, from the fact that the mechaber does not differentiate, it implies that afilu bayis echad v'roen zeh, even if they're in one house, and the two groups see each other, gam kein lo mitztarfi shtei achaburos yachad. Also in that case, the two groups will not be joined together, elo im kein kishin nichnasu mitchila alda zeh, unless when they came in originally, they came in with this in mind. So the Mishabura is just pointing out that the Mechaber's mashma, that this third line of them coming, having in mind to l'hitzaref yachad, is not only going back on the case of the shamish, but it's also going back on the case where they see each other, all cases. If you want to be mitzaref two groups, it has to be that they came having in mind that they are going to join together. If you glance at note number 5, he points out, v'im ha'chabura harishona lo ha'isa daitu l'hitzaref. If the original chabura didn't have in mind to join together with the second group that came, even if the second group came having in mind to join with the first group, but the first group never had it in mind, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, according to this, they will not be able to join together for a Zimun, in order to have two groups joining together, it has to be that both groups came with the mindset that they're going to join together. But since in this scenario that we're setting up over here, the first group, at the time of their entering, they didn't have in mind to join together with the other group, because the other group wasn't there yet, they no longer could be mitzaref, so it has to be that both groups have in mind to join together. That is the mashmos of the Mechaber Lufi the Mishabura. But the Mishabura continues in the third line of Sivkot and Vav, Aval Harbe Achronim Kosvu, but many Achronim write, not that way. That if they are in fact in one house, you do not need that they came having in mind to be mitzarev together. And so long that they're able to see each other, the two groups, or even if they don't see each other, but there is a shamish that's serving both groups, sagi l'inyan tzeruf. That's enough for a tzeruf for joining together. That is also the opinion of the gra in Shnos Eliyahu. So says the Mishabura that even though the Mechaber is mashma that you need two things, not only that they're roen zezeh, or that you have the shamish, you also need that they came together mitchila leitzaref yachad. But many Achronim argue with the Mechaber and they say, if they're in one house and they each see each other, or if they have a shamish serving both groups, then we don't need this other criteria of them coming together mitchila leitzaref yachad. Let's finish up the Mishabura in Sivkatan Zayin. We said in the Machabra at the end, there are those who say that if there's a Rosh HaRabim separating the two groups that are in the two houses, they can't join together no matter what. Says the Mishabura, Sivkatan Zayin, Kosav Ataz Atav writes, Lav Dafka Rosh HaRabim Mamish. This is Lav Dafka, a real Rosh HaRabim, like we learn in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, Shu Rochov Tez Zayin Amo, which is 16 Amos wide. The same din would apply if we just have a little individual path that's being masked between the two houses. It's just possible that even if you have this small path that's separating the two houses, it will only cause a problem if it's a set path. Also in the rainy season, it's also used as a path, and that will be enough to separate them. You don't actually need a real Rosh HaRabim. And if you have this kind of separation between the two houses in which sit the two groups, it will not work to join them together. B'shum inyan sekot and ches, haynu afilu k'shein roen zezeh v'yeshamish hameshamish l'shteihem. That means even if the two groups are able to see each other from the two houses, or there is one waiter that's serving both groups, still if there is a reshus harabim, or like we just mentioned, a shvil hayochid that's mafsik b'nehem, that will allow them no longer to be mitzarif. Let's go back to the notes now, and let's see note number one, which is a lengthy note, and then we'll see a bir halacha. Says note number one, we're talking about over here in the Mechaber and the Mishabura about the two groups seeing each other. Let's see exactly what constitutes being able to see each other. Let's say the two groups are able to see each other but through a glass that is separating them. Histapik apesach advir ha'im kishem shel inyan tzoa ba'ashoshes pasach ha'shulchan aruch l'el shekorim kriyashma kinegda. Do we say it follows the same din as we had earlier by tzoa that's in a glass encasement? We said you can read kriyashma across from it kevan sha'zechuchas nechsheves l'kisui, since the glass encasement is considered a covering of the tzoa. So hu adin l'inyan zimon. So too when it comes to zimon ha'zechuchas techshav lehefsik. So the glass will constitute a separation and will not allow them to have a zimun together. Or the odilma, or perhaps, kevan sheroem zezeh riyasam mitzarfosam. Or lemaisa, since they're able to see each other, so they sing each other, even though it's through a glass, that will join them together. Umaskenoso shemitzarfin. His maskana is that they can join together even if they only see each other through a glass. Kevan sheroem zezeh, since lemaisa they do see each other. As long as, obviously, they're able to hear the Mavarech, even though there's a glass separating them, you have to make sure they're able to hear the Zimun, otherwise they wouldn't be Yotzei. And he proves it from the Shita of the Rishonim that you can make a bracha on a Havdolah candle that's found inside a glass. Kevan shigam der zechuchas nechsha v'ri'ya. Since even through the glass, that's considered ri'ya. So it is considered getting hanaf from the candle. Here also, the fact that you see each other through the glass will be an opportunity to join together. Ulam, however, hakavachaim is stapi badover. The kavachaim is mesupik as well. Umishum kach pasak shem b'starfen rak lazimun b'shlosha. And therefore, he comes out l'maisa that you should only join together to a zimun of three. V'lo lazimun b'asara, not to have a zimun of 10 through a glass. Sheish bo askaras Hashem, that has askaras Hashem, and there already we shouldn't be lenient. Skipping to the next paragraph, and note number 1, he writes, Achen kishiroam elu as elu b'emtsos mare. However, if the only way they see each other is not through a regular glass, but it's only through a mirror, so there the Pesach Advir writes, she'enam etzarfen, there they don't combine. V'yisad varav al-pidivri ha-chido, he bases his words on the chido, she'kosav shiri'iyah zo enon echsheves l'ri'iyah vados. That's not considered a real ri'iyah, it's not a ri'iyah vados, and therefore, even though a glass, he comes out, would work, a mirror would not work. V'in b'nei ha-chaburos roem elu as elu derech nekovim shebe'mechitza. Let's say there's a real wall that is separating them, but there are some holes in the wall that they can see each other. So the Ruach HaChaim from HaChaim Palaji writes, Shelo motza birur maspik lasos maisu v'tzarfam. He does not see enough grounds to be mad to them to join together for a zimun. If you skip down 4 lines, we'll just finish off at the end of the note. Od kosav ha'esh l'avram. The Esh l'avram writes further, She'ein tzorech shebnei ha-chaburos yiru b'pol elu as elu. The Esh l'avram says, you don't need that l'maisa they actually see each other. El'adai b'mashem yecholim liros. It's enough that they're able to potentially see each other. Lufika, therefore, af im enam roem elu as elu bimokom yeshivasam, even if they can't actually see each other from where they are sitting, ela aidea toyas arosh, only by leaning their heads over they're able to see, harehem mitzarfim, they still can join together. Kimokim bekol ofen shavuha roem mitzarfim, af ivrim mitzarfim. So too he says, any case where those who are sitting there, if they're able to see, they're able to see each other. So too, if the people that are there are blind, even though they can't see, but theoretically, the areas are close enough that they're able to see each other. If they'd be able to see, that also could be mitzaref, the two groups. Let's go now to the first bir halacha, the ramaskel shtei chaburos. So we said again in the mechaber, two groups that are eating in one house or two houses, if some of them see each other, so they're able to be mitzaref or zimun, or if they have the same shamish that's serving both groups, they're able to mitzaref. And we said that the mechaber's mashma that you also need that they came together mitchila to be mitzaref yachad. So the Bir Halacha writes, I am the Mishavura, which we just summarized. Vedan, you should know, the Mechedushe HaRashba Shekosav Atam, that according to the Rashba, who writes the reason, the Lohochi Mahani Baroan Elu as Elu, for the following reason it works when the two groups see each other, Kishenichnutu Mitchiva Lokach, when they came in from the very beginning for this purpose, Mishum Dahave Kesebu Yachad, it's as if they leaned together and they ate together. So muchach mizeh, it's clear from this, says the Bir Halacha, the Svir Leila, the Rashba holds the lav dafke shtei chaburos shehoya bekol chabura kidei zimun mitzarfos lohutzi achas es chaverto b'mixas roen zeh zeh. So according to the Rashba, it's clear that he holds that it's lav dafke two groups that had in each group enough to make their own zimun, they each had three, that they're able to join together to have one part of the other group. But hu adin b'chabura achas shel shlosha. But even if it was one group that you're trying to form of three people, sheshtayim mehem esebu al shulchan echad, two of them ate at one table, vashlishi hesab al shulchan acher, and the third person was at a different table, kol sheroim elu es elu mitzarfim. They're able to join together as long as they see each other. Again, since the svar of the Rashba is that they see each other, it's as if they sat together, so there's no difference if you have two groups of three that you're joining together to make one big zimun of six, or if you have two over here and one over there, and you join together to initially create a group of three, it wouldn't make a difference according to the Svara, because it's like they were together. And even though when it comes to benching, we require that they actually lean together, or for us nowadays, we require at the very least that they sit together at the same table. Shani Hocha, here is different. Here they came into the Suda initially with this in mind. That even though they're going to split up in terms of their location, their mindset is that they should still be joined together. That is the Rash Bashita. If you look down about 6 or 7 lines, the last one on the line is Achen. The Bir Halacha there brings the Shita of the Rashbash. Achen HaRashbash B'tshuva, which is brought in Rekiv Eger, Kosav Didafka B'shtei Chaburos. This din of the Mechaber only applies by two groups of three. Shebekol chabura yesh kedei lazamin. The two groups already have enough people to make a zimun. Velo ba'inan ki'im litzaref sheyotzi ha'achas es ashniya. You only need them to join together, so one person from one group could patter up the second group as well. Lahachi mahani ro'an elu as elu. Then we say it helps to have the two groups being able to see each other. Masha'en kein b'shlohayo b'chol chabura kedei lazamin, which is not the case if you don't have within each group enough to make a zimun. El aydei tzir, if you have two and one, you're trying to join together for the initial creation of a zimun. Lazel lo mahani shum takana. According to Rashbash, this will not help. This is also the opinion of the Gra. And the Be'er Halacha says that in truth, it's more mistaber like this opinion of the Rashbash, that they only join together to join two groups that have their own Zeman to make one big Zeman, but not to join two groups together that have no Zeman to make it into an initial Zeman. And let's read a couple more lines in the Be'er Halacha, starting from the second to last in the line. Vedan, you should know that Rashbash Mathlik Od Yoser. The Rashbash separates even more. He makes a differentiation even more. Da Filu Yesh Bechol Chaburah Kedei Zimun. Even if each group has enough for a zimun, which he says you can join together if you see each other. Elo Shaidei Tzei Rufem Yischadei Shivarchu Basara. But by them seeing each other and joining together, you're going to reach the number 10. Kigon Sheish Chamisha Bechol Chaburah. For example, there's 5 in each group. So by seeing each other and joining them together, now you have 10 where you'll say Hashem's name. Zakter Ashbash Nami Lo Mahani. It also will not help. It won't help if they see each other and they came in for that purpose in the beginning. Since that would allow them to make the Zimun with Hashem's name, that's like creating a new Zimun. So says the Rashbash, the only time Rowan Zezeh helps you is to join together two groups that already have a Zimun. But to create an initial Zimun of 3, it won't work. And also, even if you had a case of 2 independent Zimunim that you want to join together, if by joining them it will get to the number 10, which will require Hashem's name, you also cannot join them together. So you can never join them to create anything new. You can't join them according to the Rashbash to create a new Zimun of 3. And you can't join the two groups that see each other to join as a Zimun to create the number 10. We'll see one more point in the Be'er Halacha. V'da'ud, you should know further that afilu l'Rashba shemekel. Even according to the Rashba that we start off in the Be'er Halacha, who was more lenient, that said you can join together not only 2 zimunim, but even to create a zimun. Mikomakom haynu dafka b'nichnasu mitchilal kach. We saw in the Mishabura, that's going to be specifically if they came with that in mind initially. Ava b'lo ze, but without that, lo mahani, it will not help. Even if they see each other and they're in one house, it will not work. Fine, let's stop there in the Be'er Halacha, and now let's go back to Halacha Beis, back on top of the Mechaber. If some of the people, one of the groups, ate in the house, and some of them, a different group, ate outside the house, im ha-mevarach yoshev al miftan ha-bayis, if the one who's going to be Mavarech is sitting on the threshold of the house, he's on the porch, he's on the front steps, so then he's able to join together the two groups that they can make one Zimun. Says the Mishabur in Sefkat on Tes, Miftan Abayas, to who roa elu ve'elu, since he's between the house and outside the house, he's able to see both groups and be Mitzarfan. The Havilei ki Mitzarsan Rowan Zezeh, and therefore he makes it as if it's Mitzarsan Rowan Zezeh. The Be'er Halacha over here says in the very bottom of the page, as we turn on to page 198, Miksosam Chutz LaBayis, V'hu Adin, you actually have to turn 2 pages, V'hu Adin, Kishein Shnei Batim, V'amavarach Be'emtza L'miftun Hu Mitzarfan, says the Be'er Halacha, it's Lav Dafka, that some of the people are in the house, some are out of the house, and he's on the Miftun, the same thing would apply if some people are in house A, some people are in house B, and by him sitting on the miftan of one of the houses is able to see both groups, that also will allow him to join the two groups together to make one big zimun. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we'll begin with Sif Gimel.